Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message today, I want to give you an update of what is happening over here in Kenya. We have visitors coming this weekend as you hear this, and they'll be here for about 10 days. And so we thank the Lord for that, that there's going to be a blessing for our ministry and going to be a blessing for the people of Kenya and also for the people coming. And so you'll be hearing more about that, and we'll have pictures posted on Facebook. But the general itinerary will be we're going to build a house for a widow lady here in our village, start from scratch and build a mud house. Won't be anything fancy, but it'll be typical of the village houses, a mud house with a sheet iron roof. And so we'll be doing that for 3 or 4 days. And then we're going to have a conference that will take place at our new conference center next to the church. So that will be a blessing also. We're going to be speaking about acceleration of strength in 2023. And so as this is the start of the new year, 2023, this is the time when we want to think about acceleration and moving into new territory, moving higher in our walk with the Lord. The children at the children's home are all back in school. We have about 20 at the children's home now, and then other students around the village that we support. So altogether, we're supporting about 30 students in public and secondary schools, and then another 40 or so in a preschool down at Mione. So altogether, we're supporting about 85 children in the Makunda Mione area. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, stay tuned to the end of this broadcast, and we'll give you information how you can help to support these children to go to school. And then later in the spring, we're going to be trying to get a small team over to the U.S. to take in some encounter ministry conferences. So pray about that. We're trying to find a way to get them a visa. And so that's an important step in the ministry. See if we can get some people over to the U.S. to get them trained. So pray about that. And also, you heard my prayer about rain in Kenya. And we're very, very dry in many parts of the country. Two-thirds of the country is in extreme drought, has been for a couple of years. And so people are dying, livestock is dying, and people have no food. And so pray about that, that the Lord would open up the skies and let it rain over Kenya. That is the essential prayer for all the nation of Kenya right now. Well, today we're going to be talking about Joshua. This will be the last message from the book of Joshua, and as I spoke before, Joshua is a great book. You should read it. Small book, 24 chapters, and it talks about crossing over into the promised land. And so as we're starting up in the new year, we're crossing over into the new year, and many people typically make new year resolutions and or receive revelations from prayer and fasting. And so this is an important time to get right with the Lord. It's an important time to step out, maybe in a new direction, pray for ministry, pray for more intimacy with the Lord, more prayer time, more study in God's Word. And as you do that, God will bless you. He will provide for you. He will open doors for you that no man can shut. And so that is what we are praying for. That's what we're studying here today. So Joshua has led the people into the promised land. They took Jericho, they took Ai, they took many cities. There's still work to do, and this goes on for quite some time, all the taking of the land that has been given to them, the seven different tribes of Canaan, and that land then has been given to the children of Israel by the Lord. And so they're strategizing, praying to the Lord, crying out to the Lord, strategizing on how they're going to take that land. And so 24 is the last chapter in the book of Joshua, and it talks about the different things that have happened going way back to when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and he led them into the wilderness area. The older generation died out, and then they have crossed the Jordan River. The crossing is a typical representation or symbolic of crossing into prosperity, crossing into salvation, crossing into the promised land, into your destiny, into your calling. And so we all have a promised land that has been given to us by the Lord. And so you individually, each one of us, need to cross over into our promised land and claim what the Lord has given to us, claim our inheritance. And so that's where Joshua is today. He's wrapping up the whole chapter. He's wrapping up the whole book of Joshua, and he's giving his final words of admonition, encouragement, exhortation to the children of Israel. He's giving it to them today. And so we're going to start in verse 24, verse 15. And this is what Joshua is saying to the children of Israel. Well, let's start in 13. He says, I gave you land, this is the Lord speaking, on which you had not labored, and cities which you had not built, and you dwell in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. Well, it is God that gives us wealth, beloved. It is God that gives us the power to make wealth. When you have the power to make wealth, you can prosper not only from the labor of your own hands, but also you can prosper from what your ancestors and other men and women of God have done. Just look at America. We have great prosperity there, and it's been going on for 200 or 300 years now, going back to the 1600s. And before, even the indigenous peoples kept the land. They were the keepers of the land. And so then the people came in from Europe and different places, some from Central and South America. And we are the beneficiaries of all that prosperity. And we, just like the people of Israel, are able to have prosperity because our forefathers worked hard. Our forefathers dug wells, planted orchards, planted fields, cleared fields, built houses. The house that I live in Kansas is over 100 years old, and it was a well-built house. It's still in very good condition. And so Joshua is telling them, you have been given this wealth that you did not earn yourself, but you are the beneficiary of it. Now, verse 14, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Well, beyond the rivers, beyond the Euphrates River, where Abram came from, over in the Ur of Chaldeans, and then in Egypt, the Egyptians served many pagan gods, had lots of witchcraft, lots of magicians, lots of soothsayers. And Joshua was saying to them, put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, I want to repeat that, brothers and sisters. I want to repeat that because that is the theme of today's message. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, in a lot of ways, things aren't any different now than they were in Joshua's day. There are many pagan gods. We have consumerism, I guess you would say. Materialism is the number one pagan god in America. People fight, scratch, and scream and kill each other over things that don't really mean a whole lot. They covet other people's stuff. They covet other people's cars, other people's houses, other people's property, other people's wives. And so nothing has really changed in the last several thousand years since this scripture was written. And so just as Joshua says, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You have to make up your mind if you're going to serve the Lord, if that is important to you. You may have to set aside football on Sunday morning and actually go to church. You may have to set aside some other pursuits, some hobbies for your children, sports for your children, shooting, gun shooting sports for your children. You may have to set those aside so that you can go to church. And there's many, many distractions to serving the Lord nowadays in America. many distractions. There's a demonic agenda over America that is trying to steal our children through perversion and all kinds of woke ideology that is so far away from God, it's hard to believe, hard to imagine even that it is in America. And there's also climate change, which some of that is appropriate. Some of it is based on science, but a lot of it is just scare tactics and a lot of fabricated stuff made up to push an agenda onto people that is eventually going to de-industrialize and de-civilize the United States and other industrial countries. And so there's a lot going on in the spirit world that will take you away from God's plan for your life. And so you need to keep your eyes focused on the Lord and not let the devil have his way with you and your family. I'm going to refer to a scripture here in Psalm 127, and it would be good for all of us to memorize this psalm. It's a very short psalm, just 5 verses. It says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." Verse 2, "It is vain for you to rise up early and go to bed late, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved in their sleep." Beloved, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. And so this basically talks about a man's family, a man's household. And it says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. And so you need to build your house on the foundation of God. You need to build your house on the foundation of God's word. You need to raise your children in fear and admonition of the Lord, and bless your children every day. Pray over your children. Provide for them. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. They came from the Lord. You cannot create children. You can only ask the Lord to give you children. Many people wish they had children, and they have to go to all kinds of extreme measures to give birth to children. Some end up not even being able to give birth. They have to go adopt if they want children. And so children are a blessing from the Lord. To be able to create children is the sovereignty of God, the providence of God. And he says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. And so when you raise up your children in a godly house, you can take those arrows out of your quiver and shoot them out. And the arrows may land different parts of the world, different parts of the United States. And the arrows then will plant in the ground and start to take root with another household, another family. But beloved, Joshua is saying to you today, as for him and his house, he have made up his mind. He's going to serve the Lord. You need to do that today also. As for you and your house, serve the Lord. Make a commitment. Go to church. Make a commitment. Read your Bible. Make a commitment. Have Bible study and prayer time with your family. Meet for meals as often as you can, so you can talk with your family, get to know them, know what they're interested in, know what they're doing, and keep up with all their activities. And so that is the plan for you if you are raising a family, if you have a household in America, that you and your house will serve the Lord. And so then the people answer Joshua in verse 16. The people, they've listened to Joshua say that he's going to serve the Lord. And so the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed." And so Joshua has challenged them. He's saying, you need to commit today to serve the Lord. And of course, they answered in the positive. It's very easy to do that. Talk's cheap. We all have good intentions. That's one reason why we need to discipline ourselves so that our good intentions, our good motives can be encouraged each and every day. Our good motives can be disciplined each and every day so that we have follow through with the Lord's plan for our life. And it's not just empty talk. And 2 weeks after we say we're going to be in church every Sunday, then we quit and we start sitting home watching the ball game or just sitting home wasting time away. We need to follow through. We need to discipline our life, discipline ourselves, and even more so if you have children in your household so that you can discipline them in the ways of the Lord. And so, verse 18, they continue with their affirmation of Joshua's word. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land, and therefore we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Well, then in verse 19, Joshua rebukes them a bit, not necessarily for the words that they spoke, but he knows their heart. He's seen their rebellion over the years. He's seen the rebellion of the children out in the wilderness area, and even going back to when they spied out the promised land, only he and Caleb out of the 12 spies, only two men had the faith and the belief and believed that God would actually give that land to them, that they were capable of going into the promised land, taking that land. And so he knows that the heart of man can be wicked. The heart of man can be deceitful. Sometimes their words speak good things, their words speak good motives and good intentions, but it's very difficult many times to follow through with what the Lord wants us to do. And so in verse 19, Joshua gives them a mild rebuke here. He said, Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins." And verse 20, "If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and he will do you harm and consume you after having done you good." And the people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." Well, our Lord is a jealous God. He is a God that jealously guards the spirit within us. James chapter 4, verse 4. James says, "You adulterous people." And by adulterous, he's not talking about necessarily having an adulterous affair with another woman or another man. He's just talking about adulterous in that you don't always stay with the Lord. You're always looking for another God to serve. You're always looking for another pagan God, you're always looking for some kind of idol to serve. And so that is why James calls them an adulterous people. He says, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Beloved, when you get too friendly with the world will take you away. In the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, there was four different kinds of soil that the sower sowed seed into. Four different kinds of soil. There was the wayside, which the seed took no root. And then there was the rocky soil where the seed took a little bit of root, but it started to grow and then it perished because there was no root to sustain the growth. And that was the persecution that comes with walking with the Lord. The third type of soil was the thorny soil, where the thorns and brambles and brush grew up with the good seed, and it choked it out because there was desire of riches. There was desire to be with the world, the cares of the world. The Bible said the cares of the world and the riches of the world draw people away and draw them back to the world. And so they don't have time for Bible study. They don't have time to pray. They don't have time to go to church. Don't have time for church activities. And so the world gradually draws them back, even though they got into some fairly good soil and started to grow a good plant. The world actually draws them back and it chokes it out. The thorns and the brambles choke out that good seed, choke out that good plant as it tries to grow, because there isn't enough desire to really serve the Lord. And so the world is so strong, and the devil is so strong because he's the ruler of the world. The world is so strong, and it pulls people out of the kingdom of God, and eventually then they're back running with the world, and they can't remember to find their way back to God. Well, in verse 5 in James chapter 4, or do you suppose it is of no purpose that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? Well, if you're a born-again believer, you have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in you. That is God himself, the Holy Spirit, the counselor, the paraclete, the advocate for us. When you become a born-again believer, that spirit then dwells in you. He will be with you and among you, Jesus said, and he will give you the truth in all things. And so that spirit, when it is with you, God jealously guards that spirit, because he is a jealous God. He is a God that wants you to serve him. He is a God that wants you to adore him, to honor him with your life. And so that spirit that is in you, God is watching over it. God is watching over his word to perform it in your life. And he's watching over that spirit to see that that spirit is protected, and that spirit is given nourishment. And so that spirit then is the spirit that can guide you into the truth in all things. And so as we look to the Holy Spirit for counsel and to be our advocate, to give us the truth in all things, we have to spend time with the Lord God in prayer. We have to spend time with the Lord in fellowship and in Bible study, and then the Holy Spirit, we can hear what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to us, and we can know then the truth of God and the truth of the Holy Spirit in our life. Well, I'm going to put in a scripture here from the Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 6:14 speaks about friendship with the world, and Paul says in verse 14, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what accord has Christ with Belial?" Belial was a pagan god. What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, "I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." And verse 17, "Therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." And so we can't mingle as believers, as born-again believers, as Christians trying to serve the Lord. We can't mingle much with the world. When we mingle with the world, it's with the intention to bring them to Christ. It's with the intention to share the love of Jesus with them, share God's plan with them. We're not hanging out with them. Jesus didn't hang out with sinners just to spend time with them. He hung out with them. He was with them to bring revelation into their life and a knowledge of him, and to bring salvation into their life. And so that's what we need to do. Well, I'm going to wrap up here. The last verse in Joshua, we're going to look at verse 29. "And after these things, Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in his own inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, north of the mountain of Gesh." Well, beloved, it's a great message. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I hope you make that commitment today. I hope you make a commitment to serve the Lord, get to know the Lord. If you're not walking with the Lord, you need to start by confessing his name, seeking him. Confess, repent of your sins, Cry out to the Lord and He will give you revelation. He will give you a path forward. He will open doors for you no man can shut. And so that is His desire for your life today. If you make a decision for Jesus today, let me know. Contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. We'll get a book and some literature into your hand that you can start on your walk with the Lord. So we thank you for listening today. Stay tuned for contact information. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know that you're listening. Love to know that you want to help support these projects in Africa and the things that we have going on here in the U.S., the radio broadcast and other ministry here in the United States. You can be a part of that. We'd love to hear from you today. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.